Daryl, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Young people are heading back to school in the next few weeks, but they're thinking about more than just clothes and school supplies in some neighborhoods. In fact, they're thinking about safety. Kind of set the scene for your story.
Well, I decided to do a story about what it was going to be like for young people going back to school in the midst of the surge in gun violence that's happening in the city, which is involving a lot of young people in the street. You know, dealing with the pandemic and a lot of frustrations around that. I was just really curious to know, you know, how young people were feeling.
You spoke to youth in both North Philadelphia and West Philly, some of the areas where we've seen hundreds of shootings across the past, you know, year and a half since the pandemic began. And I want to play some of what they had to say. This is Dwayne Johnson.
People get misidentified, stuff like that. I just make sure, like, I'm safe all the time. Watch my back. Make sure I get places fast. Just make sure I'm not out too long.
What are some of the methods that they're using to stay out the way?
For one, I will say, you know, a young lady, 15 years old, she's got a curfew, old school. She's in a house before it gets dark. I talked to, two young men, and they just kind of like travel very safely, just stay out of the mix of certain things, you know. I got some additional insight from Kendra Vanderwater from Yeah Philly. It's a youth organization that works with youth primarily in like West, Southwest Philadelphia. They provide transportation. These kids don't feel safe riding transit.
Some of them get jumped or they're spotted by people who they know they have issues with. So it's a scary thing, and things are just getting worse. Like, they're not getting better.
So they just straight up will offer Lyft rides. They offer SEPTA, and they even might drive them around themselves.
Because I remember covering somebody getting shot, a young girl, I think she was 15 years old, got shot at the bus stop.
Remember
that one? Yeah. And so let's talk numbers, because I remember there was a day when a shooting that involves a child or a kid was unusual. Tell us some of the trends and numbers that you've seen when reporting on the story.
Over the years, like from 2015 to now, it seems like there's like a steady increase of youth violence, right? Even before this particular surge, there was an increase. This year already, as of August 17th, we've had more than 1,400 shootings in the city. 140 of them are under 18, right? And 24 have been fatal. And so that compares to like last year, where there was 196 shootings of people who are under the age of 18 out of 2,200. Just the year before that, in 2019, that number was 118. You know, I even talked to a school safety official, the chief, Kevin Bethel, for the school district of Philadelphia, and they were noticing an uptick in the amount of reports that they're getting of, you know, young people being shot.
Yeah, it seems like it's going up, and hope that doesn't continue this trend. But I got to say, the issue of the cycle of gun violence is real. I want to play a clip from Daniel Avery, a young person you spoke to as well.
Once you like lose somebody or somebody near you gets shot, it's like, dang, like I could be next. So then you start just doing the same thing. And they just keep going on and on and on and on.
Daniel talks about when you know people who get shot and you get scared because you say it could be you. Younger people getting involved in gun violence sometimes, a lot of it is because they feel unsafe.
Yeah, we got into the conversation about beefs, right? Because a lot of this stuff is over something. Girls came up, money came up, you know, envy and jealousy, things like that. And social media, right? Like all these things kind of like come together. You know, you mix that with youth and then you throw in guns and stuff. So, you know, Daniel kind of put it all in perspective. It's just like when somebody gets shot, that crosses a line. You know, now this beef that was, you know, something silly is serious. And that just kind of, it just goes on and on and on, because I saw somebody get shot. Now they feel the need to do the same thing because they got to protect themselves.
Yeah. And you mentioned Yeah Philly, and you mentioned some of the support that they provide young people through transportation. But what about SEPTA? What about the school district? What about police?
In my reporting, you know, we did talk about the role of police and all of this. And, you know, that doesn't make anybody feel much safer. You know, you could go down a block where there's somebody you got beef with, or you can go down a block where there's police, right? Like, what's your choices there? But the officials I spoke to, the chief of SEPTA police and the chief of the school safety for the school district, you know, they pretty much touted basically like infrastructure that they already have going on, right? Like there's collaboration between SEPTA and the school district and, you know, the police and the neighborhood. There's, you know, there is some community participation there through safe corridors, for example. For SEPTA, they did say that, you know, they have the security guards now and they're planning on increasing that number. They're planning on using school traffic numbers to like you know, decide where they're going to put their security guards and their police officers.
So as we wrap up, what should people in the community be thinking about as we, you know, send kids back?
You know, I talked to one parent, you know, one thing she said was that, you know, these young kids, they're kids. They're doing dumb stuff. They're joking. They're having fun. They're careless, right? You know, when you throw all this violence in there, it kind of robs them of their youth. That is a perspective that I don't know if that gets brought up enough. You're 16, 17, having to think like an adult in these situations, you know?
These are still kids. And we'll have to leave it right there. Daryl C. Murphy, thank you so much.